The conflict in Syria is not just a human tragedy. Western officials say the Islamic State movement is in the business of looting antiquities on an industrial scale.
This is a grave cultural emergency, and actually some archaeologists saying it's the gravest cultural emergency they've ever seen, even including the Second World War.
That's Joe Parkinson. He wrote about the issue for the Wall Street Journal. The business analogy, I gather, is pretty real. I mean, ISIS will offer sell licenses to people who will actually loot some of the stuff for them. Is that correct?
Absolutely, yes. There's the license and taxation system, according to our sources. And the market is booming for this stuff. There is a very direct communication between ISIS or its representatives and customers on the other side. Ordinarily, in this kind of supply chain, the middlemen would play a crucial role, the brokers. But from what we've heard, at least, there are people who are ordering in the Middle East and elsewhere for certain things to be looting, communicating with ISIS representatives via cell phone or even via social media. And it works the other way, where ISIS representatives will be sending text messages with pictures of sculptures, votive candles or busts from thousands of years ago, saying, we have this item, what's it worth? What are we going to be able to get for it? And the transaction therefore goes straight to the customer without a middleman.
Do you have an example of an item that was recently sold?
We were shown by one archaeologist a picture of a bust from the Bronze Age, so anywhere between 3,000 and 5,000 years old, which we didn't know the exact price that it was sold, but the estimation was that it would go for $30,000. And this was a very small kind of votive bust, the likes of which we've seen many, many looted, and many much bigger, much sort of bigger ticket items.
Where do some of these treasures show up? I mean, as diverse as places as like eBay and Sotheby's, or not really?
As far as I'm aware, not many of them have made the major auction houses in Europe. That's something that we were investigating, and we didn't see that link. And that's partly, I think, because governments have become aware of the problem, certainly 4 years into the conflict now. But we are seeing smaller items in the markets of Beirut, Istanbul, and all across southern Turkey, where, of course, you know, it's very close to the actual battlefield, and there's many, many Syrian refugees living there. We are told that the biggest market for the more big ticket items is actually in the Arabian Gulf. But some of these items are also making their way to the US and the UK.
Yeah, it sounds like things are moving pretty quickly, though. Who's stepping in to try and stop the damage, the looting that ISIS is doing? I mean, does the Syrian conflict have its version of the Monuments Men?
It does. On a smaller, less well-funded, and perhaps much more kind of dangerous scale, there are a group of graying academics now wandering around the battlefield in northern Syria, doing their best to catalogue items, to make lists of what are still at sites of archaeological interest and what's been removed. In some cases, these people are trying to bury, preserve, or hide items before they can be looted by individuals or by rebel groups. We spoke to a bunch of these gentlemen in southern Turkey when they were receiving a training session from a Barcelona-based NGO to try to help them operate more effectively and more safely on this job where they're cataloguing these artifacts. But they really are, despite doing such brave work, they really are swimming against a tide because they don't have armed support. They have a nebulous network inside Syria of friends and groups that they can use. But it really is, you know, against this growing trend of looting and plundering, not just from the armed groups, but also from desperate individuals who have no other way to make money. It's, you know, they've said that all they can do really is just try to kind of make a little difference.
Yeah, and it's a dangerous job. It's got to be a dangerous job because they're opposing ISIS and also at the ideological level.
Yes, at the ideological level, it's a dangerous job because they're trying to preserve items that certain groups, including ISIS, perceive as being idolatrous. It's a dangerous job because they're crossing various rebel lines inside northern Syria. It's a dangerous job because they're also close to where the regime operates. And actually, you know, inside parts of northern Syria, a lot of these areas that were previously archaeological digs are in places that have become strategic military outposts. So there are bases now that have been dug on what were sort of Bronze Age, you know, archaeological sites. These people are trying their best to surreptitiously document what's been taken and what's left. But as they do so, you know, they're risking their lives on a day-to-day basis.
Joe Parkinson of the Wall Street Journal, thanks very much for telling us about this.
Thanks for having me.